It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
No police!
When Ham the astroturf said, no more space flights. Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
No police!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, he's the poster child for no cloning, Paul LaVoy.
All right, welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, October 15, 2025. Of course, that music means the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Right? Sorry, Bobby. Go ahead.
Chad stood up for that.
You did. Are you doing the show standing today?
Well, you know, man, motion creates emotion.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my goodness. What is it? He's playing Tony Robbins now, right? Give me a break. Hey, I got to get a shout out to my little brother, Brian. I know you don't know him.
No, we've never met.
Very inspirational to me, anyway. The way he and his wife handled the death of their oldest, Hillary LaVoy, when she was 18.
Oh gosh!
And they're still together, still going strong. And Brian LaVoy, happy birthday! I know you're out there somewhere in Vegas. My little sister was listening to the 9/11 show when it was her birthday.
Really?
So yeah, today is October 15th, 2025, and it's Brian LaVoy's birthday. So happy birthday, little brother!
Even though he's
taller than me, everybody's taller than me, right? Chad, you have tickets.
Yeah, we have tickets to give away.
To what?
To the Bands and Brews by the Beach. This is by the CFEL, the Chamber Foundation for Education and Leadership. We got a 4-pack of tickets. This is like a $200 value. They got bands. I think a One-Eyed Romeo's playing. And it's like a beer and food truck festival type thing. So anybody who calls in during the break, what's the number?
928-854. KNTR.
KNTR.
I pointed to
Bobby.
Yeah,
so we got a 4-pack.
just for those people in radio land who couldn't see me point to Bobby.
So, I had deer in the headlights.
928-854-5687.
So this is Saturday, November 8th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Windsor 4. Music and food trucks and festival. Garage Boys from Las Vegas. I guess they played in Sturgis. They're very well known.
Really?
One-Eyed Romeo. They're local heroes. And then it's kind of bring your own lawn chair, 21 and over type thing, and it's brought to you by CFEL, the Chamber Foundation of Education and Leadership. So this is a good community thing. So anybody calls in, we got a 4-pack of tickets. If you only need two, great, then we'll put another two out there.
Don't call now. Call during the break. And you can call into the studio if you like, 928-854-5687. If you call the station, I might get yelled at, like, we didn't know.
Yeah,
well, I didn't announce that number.
I know.
So the 7th, I know where I hopefully will be, because the Lake Havasu High School Fighting Knights right now are ranked number 11 in the 4A state rankings. The top 16 go to the tournament, right?
Wow.
So the 7th of November, which is the day before that, hopefully Jim Chaney and I will be on the road with the Fighting Knights.
Cool.
But the 8th, can't go to the event, by the way.
So are they undefeated,
by the
way?
I'll be at Silly Owls in Quartzsite. Silly
course,
Owls Pizza.
Of course you will. Why would you not? Everybody loves Silly Owls.
Well, we have another giveaway, too.
Do we?
Yeah. They're not tickets, but they're wristbands. Do you know what these are for, Bobby?
I have no idea. They're red, though. They look cool.
Run to the Sun.
Oh, yeah.
We have Run to the Sun wristbands, and we have 6 of them right now. I may have 8. I don't know how many are staying in-house, but I've got 6. I'll give away... Should I give away one or two?
Two, at least. Come
well,
on.
They're only $15. It's a great cause.
Yeah, but nobody wants to go by themselves. They want to take their significant other or
no,
you,
Paul. Want,
maybe
you
they'll invite you.
This, here's the thing. John Homerding would say, get a free one and buy one.
Oh.
Right? Right. $15? Come on.
You know, I was,
all right, I'll give the first pair away today.
As I was coming up the boulevard, I saw a couple of 32 Ford Coupes. One of them had a 572 Chevy motor in it.
Is that a little deuce coupe?
No, that's not a little deuce coupe. No,
I thought
a 32.
I thought the 32 was the little deuce coupe.
When you start shoving big block Chevys in those things only weigh 12 pounds.
Wow.
That thing will fly off into the sun.
I tried to talk NFL with this guy. Blank stare.
Yeah.
Yeah, you talk motors. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
motors
yeah.
are on.
Then I'm blank staring. No, I don't.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about, though.
Well, if you've never been to a car show, though, this run to the sun is.
Yeah, it's a big one.
It takes 2 days to get through it.
Yeah.
It's huge.
I've never been, believe it or not.
Oh,
and the entire golf course is covered with cars.
Wait a minute. When's it?
We are broadcasting live from there on Friday.
Which golf course?
Bridgewater Links.
On the channel.
Oh, okay.
Because
I'm golfing on Sunday, and I was like, wait a minute.
Where are you golfing?
Here in the city course.
One of the mini putt-putts somewhere?
No, it should be. Probably get the same score. 300. I shoot par every time.
Yeah?
Yeah. Every time I golf, I shoot par.
Then what's wrong with that?
Well, it's by hole 8.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. So, we will be broadcasting live from Run to the Sun this Friday morning, 11 o'clock, or as Chad would say, when's the intro? 11:07. We will be rolling live into the show from Run to the Sun. We'll be at the trophy stand / stage, that sort of thing. And right up the hill, it looks like God watching over you is Jim Russell in the DSM events. Mobile, what do you call that? Mobile command center?
The mobile command
center. Now, one last piece of housekeeping while we're talking about the show. In November, when you join us for the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom.
And I'm really sad to say this is going to take me another 5 years to get it through Chad's head. We are moving to noon in November because of the show's shifting. Because Brian Kilmeade will go 7 to 10, right? Charlie Kirk goes from 10 to noon, and then Speak Out will be from noon until 1, and then Hannity, and so on and so forth.
That rolls right into my nap time.
I don't know.
We might get more than 3 listeners, though, because people will be on their lunch in their car.
Right.
Can you take your nap at 1?
Maybe.
do your snack at 11:30,
okay.
Then come in and do the show, and you'll have energy.
All right, then I'll be ready to take a nap.
He does snack. You know that, right?
Yeah. I'm not sure if I know it, but
nobody snacks like me. He, him, and hungry. Those are my pronouns. Hey, we have a phone call already.
Hey, already. Right. Oh.
We haven't even said anything. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hey, good morning, guys. Paul, how are you guys doing out there?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing fine, doing fine. Hey, I have a unique little item that I'd be willing to give to somebody that if you know anybody that has a 38 Zephyr.
Oh, that is unique.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a National Geographic with a layout of a 38 Zephyr.
Mercury? Is that Mercury Zephyr?
I believe so.
Yeah. It's a Canadian bird, Chad.
I'm sorry, hold on.
That's what we play Mercury Blues and we introduce it as a Canadian Ford.
So, oh, okay.
It's a Steve Miller song. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, I'd be willing to give it to somebody that has a Zephyr, has that 38 Zephyr, because this thing is immaculate. Somebody would love to have it if having a car like that.
Hey, that's cool.
That's,
you know,
very,
that's
very
really cool.
Cool.
How do these people get in contact with you? Do you want to just have them call the radio station?
If you could do that, Paul, you have my phone number, I believe. But this is Roy Reiser.
Roy Reiser? Can you call Marissa June on the main line and give her your number, please?
I sure can.
Okay,
yeah.
It's 928-855-9336. Marissa hopefully is listening right now, and we'll pick up the phone, and Roy Reiser's going to give you his phone number. Perfect.
See? I'm on Google right now. Roy, thank you. That's going to get – somebody's going to want that, what I'm looking at right here.
Oh, okay.
See, look at that. The Power Hour brings people together.
We're bringing people together.
It is. We are. Yeah. One Zephyr at a time.
And it'd be a Lincoln.
It's a Lincoln?
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't Mercury Lincoln or something?
Well, Ford, same thing.
Sorry, go ahead, Roy.
Zephyr.
Oh, okay.
I believe it's a Lincoln Zephyr, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
All right.
Thanks,
Roy. I appreciate you guys.
Well, thank you, Roy. Right? Wasn't that in a Western or something?
I'm sure.
Oh, thank you, Roy.
I thought it was Roy Hobbs.
Well, it was. Yeah, you're right. Roy Hobbs. I know the movie. The Natural. Bail us out, Bobby.
Quickly.
Please. Okay. Bobby has numbers, and he's got something really interesting, but I'm not sure if it's inspirational or depressing.
Well, it depends on how you look at it, but for months, if not the last year or so, Julie and I in our office, and Chad asked me, we're on the show every month too, how far down are we, really, honestly? How far down are market values from the top? And this is where I start. I almost got chills because I start to get excited because last month we talked about maybe things are changing. So this morning I crunched several different numbers, and the average price per square foot in September was $320. This is one angle to look at. The highest I ever saw was about $349, $350 a square foot. That's looking at them manually, pulling it up every month. So that's about 8 to 9% down on the average price per square foot from what I saw at the highest, which was about $350. Last month, the average sales price in Havasu was $530,126. That's the average, not the median. The average sales price in September 24 was $600,686.
Oh, there it is.
That's 11.75% down. So if you look at the 8% to 9% on the average price per square foot and what we did last month over the year prior, 11.75, that would tell you it's about 8 to 12% down. And I would tell you just this is more my speculative numbers. Me and Julie were just going, okay, certain price range homes. We list a lot of homes. We do market analysis every single day, figuring out what houses are worth right now. At the high point, just coming out of COVID, somebody might have got a pool home tile roof for about $550. You're now seeing that house about, on a very good day, maybe $450. That's 18%. So I don't have numbers to show we're down 18%. But 8 to 12, honestly, and if you're really doing good, you might be 15% off, you know, from the high. And our pendings are now going up. We're at 124. We were at like 100 last month. I'm busy in my office. Chad's busy. Rates are trending down. And we're down 8 to 15%. It might be the right time.
I'm the forever optimist, and I think that if the interest rates do come back down, that's going to stall the slide in values because there'll be more buyers coming out.
We're still sliding, but it's turning. And what I was thinking about just walking through the parking lot coming in here, how do I process this? If I have a crystal ball that could break and could be wrong, but if you bought a home right now, I would imagine that in 2027, 2 years from now, you're going to think that was a good move. I don't know.
Well, it's almost always that way with real estate.
Yeah.
Real estate's a long-term play. I mean, unless you're a serious investor, it's a buy-and-hold play.
If you would have bought right coming out of COVID, though, and then those people right now, they're a little upside down.
Yeah,
but
it'll come back.
But it'll come back
always,
for sure. And the people that were coming out of COVID were bought at 2.8%.
Yeah, exactly.
So they've been paying down on their house every month.
Yeah.
So.
But you know, we're coming in. You know, typically, historically, cycles are roughly 7 years.
Uh-huh.
So if you have the 7 year itch to move or what have you, a lot of folks we still talk to a lot of folks. And, well, I got 2.5% on my first mortgage. I don't want to touch that. But we're starting to come back into the cycle where now people are talking about moves, talking about, okay, it's time to upgrade. It's time to buy a bigger home. We just had another child. You know, we're making more money now. You can't get 2.5% any longer. So you're looking at current market rates. And speaking of rates, so when the Fed, lowered the interest rate last month, we had about a 48-hour window of refinance opportunities. And as I was talking off air, we packed our pipeline with refinances from our previous customers. And that's happening again. But what happened is that the interest rates, the bond, the treasury yield immediately went up. So 2 days before, treasury yield is at 4.00. And then as soon as Powell spoke after the announcement of the rate drop, they went back up to like 4.17. So those interest rates were gone. We were seeing interest rates in the high fives. People were excited. And I said, man, if this is a sign of things to come,
oh,
wait till we get down to about a 3.8. We get down to a 3.8, it's going to be we're going to be going a million miles an
hour.
And
you don't mean 3.8 for the mortgage.
No,
you mean for
no, the treasury, yeah. The yield. Yeah. So right now, well, the market opened today at 4.00. Mm-hmm. So there is anticipation that the Federal Reserve will lower the prime rate again at their next meeting. I believe the 29th is the next meeting. Someone is going to call in and correct me, of course, but I think it's 29th.
That's right. And what's interesting about that, too, that with interest rates and pricing, when the rates were much lower in that rare time coming out of COVID, prices were 10, 15% higher.
Yeah.
So now you're buying at a lower price because the rates have gone up, so it forced prices down. And as rates start to go down, what happens to prices? They start going back up. So I really think if you were in the future right now, a couple years, and you bought today, you'd probably be happy. So,
Bobby, what did you say inventory was right now?
Inventory is it's still under 500.
And how many?
And 92 sold.
Okay, so 5 months.
Yeah, 488. Actually, that's right in line with last month.
So
488 for sale.
The reason I ask is that Mojave County, I don't know if you saw this story or not, is experiencing a significant housing shortage.
Yeah. Oh.
Yet we have 5 months worth of inventory here in Havasu, but that's on homes on the market, right?
Yeah, that's okay. Homes on the market, and that's not
right.
That's right in the middle of what a buyer and seller market. It's not it's been just high enough where values have been slowly trickling down. But
so there was a recent Mojave County Housing Needs Assessment study that confirms the shortage. And it says insufficient new construction. The pace of new home building has not kept up with demand from new residents, renters, and buyers. Also, high prices and inflation, supply chain issues for construction materials, and high demand are driving up the cost. And a high cost burden. 2023 study. This was done in 2023. Found that 17% of residents spend more than half of their household income on housing costs.
Oh, yeah.
What does that do for qualifying for a loan, Chad? If your ratio, you're going to pay half, that you won't get approved for a loan that way, will you?
Typically, on a conventional loan, your debt ratio needs to be 50% or lower.
Okay.
So that number is right in line.
35.
No, well, 35 is that's good. A sweet deal.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if your debt is paid down and...
Over the last couple of years, the debt-to-income ratios, we have seen a steady increase, and that is because of exactly what you just said. The cost of housing is increasing. The cost of building materials to build houses is increasing or has increased. And that has caused the costs to the consumer to rise. So we're seeing higher prices on homes. There's no secret about that. Everybody's like, I can't afford to buy a home anymore.
Yeah, when the report came out about this study, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, I think the disparity was 4,000 homes countywide.
Well, if we got a second, I can tell you real world experience, and it makes me sound like an old guy.
You are.
Of people that have been just selling real estate the last 5, 6, 10 years, they're not going to know this. But when we were selling back 20 years ago, I didn't make appointments for houses most of the time because the houses were vacant. They were second home or the bank had them or whatever, but there was nobody living in them. Now, if I go show property all day, I have to make an appointment for every single house because there is rarely a vacant home. And I spent years selling real estate here with Julie where we just went house to house, put the lockbox in, walk in because nobody lived there. So there is definitely, the houses are now full, which is very good in perspective of having a strong market, but if they're too full, it just drives prices up. But in regards to pricing, that I do want to always point out, it does cost $25 for two people to go to McDonald's now, so it's not just housing.
$25, that's a bargain.
Well, I don't go to McDonald's very often.
You got to look for the value menu.
Yeah, what?
Well, I found one thing that, I don't want to talk about McDonald's.
But what hasn't doubled? What hasn't doubled?
No, you're right. So. You're absolutely right. And Wayne Malone had a really good theory on that if he wants to call in and talk about minimum wage and the cost at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Very interesting theory. Oh, yeah. I don't know if you've heard that one or not. All right, let's go to break. And Chad had a really interesting choice of bands that I have to admit I've never heard of these guys.
Oh, my gosh, they're the best.
I don't even know what we're going to listen to.
Me First and the Gimme Gimmes.
Ah.
Somebody's right there, Johnny on the spot, phone-wise. They either want these tickets to Bands and Brews by the Beach, love the alliteration, by the way, or...
Alliteration.
That's what it's called.
Look at the big brain on Paul.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's because they eat a big kahuna burger. All right. Or you can ask me for the passes, the wristbands, to run to the sun. If you wear them both days, they're good for both days. All right? Back with more in a moment. This is the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. I may have ASU tickets, too. They're playing Texas Tech on Saturday.
This is a ticket palooza.
Right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us. All right, we're back on the Real Estate Power Hour.
Oh,
boom. You're kind of quiet today. You're even quiet in the microphone when you're talking about rates and
being too loud.
Oh, no, I like I like Chad loud.
Nobody
likes tells me the world is normal, right? Everything's normal. You know, speaking of normal, I kind of want to go into a serious subject with the hostages that were that were brokered, the release brokered by President Trump, and not getting the credit he deserves in that. But I thought about this the other day. I was walking in. Marissa June was sitting right here for Common Ground, had everybody around the table, and everybody, I suspect, slept well that night, the night before. Just think about those hostages, folks. You know, the first time at home,
what, 2 years?
Sleeping in their own bed. How rough would that be?
How about the three-year-old whose parents were killed
right
in front of her, and then they took her away to be a hostage?
They're just barbarians.
3 years old.
Yeah. What
kill the parents,
does that
take
serve?
The girl.
Anyway, keep them in your prayers, if you can, please, the hostages that just came back from the Palestinians.
Yeah. Right? And you know, there was talk, too, because the Palestinians were, a bunch of them were released as well. But most of them that were released, and this is where I don't want to sound political, but it wasn't completely equivalent, because most of the Palestinians that were released had been, arrested, or
they were fighters.
They were terrorists that were doing
stuff.
They
were prisoners
killing
of
people.
War. They
so
were hostages.
Different than people that were sitting at a concert.
Yeah.
And then end up a prison.
I didn't mean to get political during Real Estate Power. Yeah. I was just, you know.
Boom.
I know Bobby's a prayer kind of guy. Pretty sure Chad is as well. Just keep those hostages in your prayers, please.
Very spiritual.
All right. Yeah. Speak Out brought to you. You know what? This is Sweet Caroline.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Fantastic. I saw it on the list. I was like, wow.
Me First and the Gimme Gimmes are one of the greatest punk rock bands ever. It's an all-star band.
All right. Speak Out brought to you in part by City Maytag. Of course, we are broadcasting from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. But you got Oreos back there. It's like a constant supply, man. Find
it's
City Maytag at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Also, Mojave Mortgage.
Oh, I love those guys.
Yeah, the best.
Wait, what?
The best.
Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. Just Meats. Salmon's Air Conditioning. Springberg Wealth Management. Brian will be here tomorrow. Blonzy Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road, and A&B Propane. Go to abpropaneaz.com. They're our newest sponsor, by the way.
A&B?
Yeah. Are they on the race car?
No, but I buy propane from them.
Oh, I do too.
Maybe you need to go into the sell mode.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We're an active sponsorship time. What do you call it? Season.
Season.
Yeah, yes. Active sponsorship. See, any business wants their name on a race car, give me a call.
especially if you sell tires, right?
Oh, yeah, we need tires.
And fenders.
Maybe the Lewis team needs to get on that car.
Yes. Did you hear that?
Wow.
There's a $5,000 sponsorship right there.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I don't know what the Department of War and Finance is going to say about that, Bobby. No,
it's tricky with me and Chad because he's a mortgage broker. He's got to work with all the agents in town. I got to work with all the mortgage people in town.
I got
to be careful.
It's tough.
Chad, you talked about rates already. What else is happening in the mortgage industry? Has it hit the refinance palooza point yet?
Well, it's starting. We're starting to see it. We're starting to see the interest rates come down. So we start seeing interest rates in the mid-fives, it's going to be crazy. Mm-hmm. because there's so much pent up, not anger, that's not the right word, but pent up energy for people that are in the high sixes from, you know, 24 months ago. So we're going to start seeing a pretty substantial amount of refinance transactions starting to happen. And we've been gearing up for that for months, trying to figure out, you know, new technologies and things that help us process those loans faster. The key is to try to get them done as fast as possible. Unfortunately, as Bobby will agree, every loan, not every, but almost every loan, there's a twist and a turn that you got to try to figure out. You know, we had one just the other day come to find out the borrower left their job. What do you do with that? That's a tough phone call to make, dude. You don't have a job. I mean,
they do call the day before.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Before they qualified, they left their job.
No.
Probably while in escrow, right?
While in escrow.
During. Yeah. Well, that's kind of what I mean.
Like buying a car. Don't do it.
No, they leave
before
like,
the deal was done.
They leave right in the middle. It's like, what are we doing here? Okay. And unfortunately, it puts everybody in a bad spot, especially if this was a refinance, fortunately.
Okay.
But on a purchase, we've had that before. Don't quit your job. Don't move any money.
Or try not to get fired.
Yeah, dude, I mean, it's, you know, you get someone that moves money all over the place, and you're like, oh, my gosh, what are we doing? Because, you know, not according, but the law of the land is any money that's moved, you have to provide proof where it came from and where it went.
60 days.
Normally 60 days. Yeah. See, so if you make a large deposit into your account, say you had, you know, $100,000 cash in your safe, which we run across a lot, and they're can't use it. Can't use not one dime of that. Cash cannot be used. These are anti-money laundering laws.
Don't come in until 60 days after you do that.
Yeah, so if you so if you were to put $100,000 in the bank today, right now, and we have to have 2 months of bank statements not showing those deposits, because then we have to source
Not 60 days, but 2 months of statements.
2 months bank statements. So we're in the middle of October, right? Mm-hmm. So October's the end of the month. October's going to show that deposit. We cannot start a transaction for you until January, because you have to have November and December bank statements, and then January.
Having sold homes for many, many years, if you're getting ready, listen to Chad on that.
So,
we see that so much.
It's so difficult. I mean, it's there's some things that you just get presented with. To kind of digress of what I said, there's always going to be a twist and a turn. You're always going to have to figure out something. Now, there's those rare occasions, you know, which I like to call the unicorns, where everybody has everything that there's that everything's ready to go. I had a loan last month, literally from the day I got the contract to the day I was clear to close on the loan was 3 business days, and this person had all their ducks in a row, and it was in Phoenix, and the real estate professional, who I don't have a personal connection with like I do you or most of the agents here in town, I sent him an email. I said, okay, we're clear to close. And he goes, wow, it's only been 3 days. I go, yeah, well, you know, when things go right, then it's great. But as soon as you have any sort of drama, it becomes, then it snowballs. And then we have to pick up the pieces. And I always invite real estate agents, come on by my office one day and see what we do.
Is it all or none? In other words, is it really good or really bad? Is there anything in the middle?
No, we have stuff in the middle. Most of the stuff is in the middle.
Good.
But as soon as you get the one that's really, really, really bad, unfortunately, it takes energy and time away from the ones that are in the middle, because now you're concentrating on trying to get this one transaction done, and you have all hands on deck on that transaction, and you lose time on the other transactions, and then it just becomes, once again, it's a snowball, because then we have real estate agents on the one that's in the middle. They're like, hey, what's going on with my loan? And quite honestly, we're stuck. We go, well, we can't do anything with this one because we're working on this one that we have, you know, we have a 5-alarm fire over here that we're trying to put together and try to get done. And then all of the other ones suffer. So, and the only solution to that is to continue to throw more and more manpower at it. Well, unfortunately, that costs money. If you start doing that, then I have to raise my margins. If I raise my margins, I'm not the most competitive business in town, because this is all about competition. Who's going to have the best interest rates and things like that? I cannot advertise that I do, because that's against RESPA. But if I have to increase margins, then I'm not as competitive.
I just looked at the Canadian exchange rate, because we have snowbirds that are likely coming in, right? You know what it is?
The Canadians aren't showing up like they have in
71 cents.
Oh.
Yeah. They might not show this year, too. So I'm just kind of preparing
you.
We've, for instance,
taken several pictures of homes of Canadians that aren't sure they want to come back. They don't like the They don't.
The political climate.
The political thing. Right. And even I've heard from the short-term rental people doing this winter, short-term rentals, I want to say, are down 20 or 30%
really?
For the winter. And I would
You mean occupancy?
Pre-booking.
Not ownership.
No, but occupancy. And I would suspect, this is just my own perspective, but a bunch of Canadians aren't coming down this winter.
Again.
Yeah.
We talked about this last
year. More this year than.
Really?
Yeah, because.
More even, so this year.
We might not be as hammered, and they're saying that across the country with the Canadians not coming across. We may not be as hammered politically as much because our general Canadians come from the Alberta region, and the Alberta region is very conservative, so they may not be as offended as some people have unfortunately been
offended.
Up there. Well, no, and I'm not saying me. I'm saying the perspective. There's a lot of Canadians that, and I first world
Bobby's,
knowledge.
Bobby's choosing his words so wisely right now.
We sold a lot to a lot of Canadians during the foreclosure years back in the day, so I have lots of Canadians that come to us now about selling, and a lot of them aren't real happy about coming to the States.
But right now, if you go to Vancouver, British Columbia, for example, or to Toronto, right?
Yeah.
Take $100 with you and you exchange it, you get a $139.84 in Canadian.
And if any Canadians are listening and want to sell, and you bought back in 2010 and you bought it almost par,
your guy.
Your money is the time to...
Oh, you're going
to
get paid in U.S.
Oh, because you're going to get paid in U.S.
Yeah, there you go, score. I was going to talk a little bit about short-term rentals, but let's regroup.
Sure.
And we will... I got the next song, and it's by Dolly Parton.
Jolene?
Yeah.
Oh, Me First in the Gimme Gimmes? It's one of their greatest.
I'm stuck with the band. I saw all these titles that I know.
Yeah, they did the Jolene cover.
They got a cover of Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That's Paul Simon, right?
Yeah. Did you guys dip into the pumpkin yet over there?
No.
Yeah, I have.
There's no pumpkin spice in there. You know what's in there?
There's candy and
Chocolate. Your
listeners already know. They probably heard me chomping.
So. Are you guys doing the trunk or treat thing for Halloween?
I'm doing a football game on Halloween. So, we'll be at.
You mean the McCulloch?
Yeah.
It's senior night. They're playing Somerton, the Havasu High Fighting Knights. And hopefully we'll make it to the playoffs. But senior night means it's a home game on Halloween night.
Yeah.
At Lee Barnes Stadium.
Oh, I hope that they pack that stadium so I don't have to buy as much candy.
Bobby Mortgage is right on McCulloch.
Wow.
Get the good candy.
I think we handed out like 10,000 pieces of candy last year.
I'm going to create a flyer that says, stop by this address, free Halloween candy, right?
That's right.
You don't even need a costume. And it'll be your address, Chad.
If you're going up McCulloch on the right side.
Hey, back with more in a moment. This is the Real Estate Power Hour.
Oh, ow!
Chad Hansen is the founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Of course, love those guys. Bobby and Julie Lewis make up the Lewis team.
Oh, I love those guys too.
Thank you.
Yeah. Tell them about your newsletter when we come back.
Oh, for sure. Perfect.
It has your name on it. You think Bobby's writing to you?
Oh, my goodness.
It's kinda
cool. I am, personally.
I like how you did the script on that. That's kind of cool.
All right.
1,500?
I don't want to give all my secrets away, but we've been a mailing machine for many years.
I think we could do better. We'll talk about it when we come back. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. Well, I'm on my way. Wait, he said me and Julio. He did. He said me and Julio. That tells you he's a certain age. He doesn't remember the song.
That's Fat Mike from NoFX. That's the lead singer of that band.
Wait, how does this work? They don't have any like core members, or?
Oh yeah, well Fat Mike.
That's
sorry.
His name.
That's
Fat
his
Mike?
Stage name. It's Fat Mike. He's an old punk rocker. He was the original lead singer in a band called NoFX.
Okay.
And I think he was one of the forming members of me first in the Gimme Gimmes. I've turned a lot of people on to me first
good.
In the Gimme Gimmes, and they're like, this is great.
I'm in, man.
Yeah.
I'm in. It's kind of weird Alice, but not funny.
Right.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Right. And if you can think of any old song, they probably have done a cover of it, and they turned it into a punk rock song.
I wonder if they could do More Than a Feeling by Boston. I'd like to see Mercy June's face when they play
Look
that.
Look it up.
Speak Out, brought to you in part by The Chair, also by Mojave College, SamsGuns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Dorita's Place, The Lewis Team, Remax by The Lake.
Whoop, whoop.
Wow. Love those guys. Love those guys and girls. And Looky Lou's Antiques and Collectibles. Visit their website at LookyLou'sHabasu.com. Got to give Barry a shout-out. He knew Chad personally.
I do.
Right? Barry won a pair of wristbands to Relics and Rods Run to the Sun, which starts tomorrow. Is it tomorrow?
Thursday?
I think
maybe.
You'll have Barry, when you come in, you'll have to grab the
Friday, Saturday.
There's a book that goes with the run. And Ron Maggard picked up the passes as well the break before. And then somebody won the Brews by the Beach.
Mike Sinclair.
Yeah.
Brews by the Beach.
Good job, Mike.
Pack. Yeah.
So I'm not going to say I'm out of passes, but I have a pair left, possibly two. And I may have ASU tickets tomorrow. So
we gave away a lot today.
I'll let Brian give those away because he's a U of A graduate.
Perfect.
You know, speaking of the chair, Dallas and I are working on something that I hoped comes to fruition.
Oh?
I brought the idea up a couple months ago, and we're trying to figure out how to market it. It's for the children in the local area.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That restaurant is amazing.
Does that have to do with food or the holidays?
It has to do with lemonade stands.
Mm.
Yeah. So we've concocted an idea.
Just don't give it away.
Yeah, I'm not going to give it
away. Somebody will steal it.
Because it's not all done yet.
I'm kidding, guys.
Yeah. I mean, if you know Dallas is very civically oriented. He's very involved in our community. Great guy. But I proposed the idea to him. He's like, oh, I'm all in on that. That'll be fun. So hopefully if we can get it all put together, it's gonna be fun.
Right.
We'll have a good time.
928-854-5687. We do take phone calls. We take requests. It is talk radio, not just listen radio. Appreciate you calling for tickets and that, but I feel kind of used right now.
For what?
For those that can't see, Paulie's busy during the break.
I'm a little busy. But yeah, it's talk radio, not just listen radio. Or you can text us at, where is that phone? 928-727-5566. I have it right here. Marissa was going to run in and find it for me. I know she was. So anyway, we're talking about short-term rentals. And our assessor kind of issued a warning here on Speak Out last month.
A warning
it is
from the assessor.
Well, it's kind of big.
Oh.
Think about this. Okay. So Airbnb, Vrbo, and Hilton, the Hilton Vacation Rentals. Mm-hmm. No, you're fine. I mislocated the phone, but I located it. Right? I didn't lose it.
Dude,
I mislocated.
She's like 12, and she wears a Stray Cats t-shirt.
Oh, it's
she's
12.
She's got old.
Turn it around. She's 21.
Old soul, man.
She's 21.
She likes
12.
Boston.
21-12. Get it?
Yeah, all right. Whatever.
So those three companies that we know of are buying properties like those on the market, mm-hmm. turning them into short-term rentals, not taking the referral from the customer, right, online, and like the owner, and turning it into a short-term rental. The companies now own them, but they're not paying a commercial rate. And our assessor, Jeannie Kench, is saying there needs to be a law or a bill that goes through the legislature to regulate this.
Well, and she's talking about property taxes. Like, if you own a hotel, you're paying commercial property tax.
Absolutely.
But they're buying single-family homes and paying residential property taxes.
Or bed and
taxes.
Breakfast. These are just bed and breakfast, basically. But, yeah, these companies.
That whole industry has totally changed.
Isn't that a little hanky? Isn't that kind of cheating right there?
Oh, for sure. If Hilton is owning a house and they're renting it like a hotel.
Yeah.
In a residential area.
Right.
That it does get.
But what that does to the numbers, now, they're not registering them as short-term rentals either with the city like they're required because of that whole commercial rate.
How do they get around that?
Yeah, I don't know how that.
If you file a business license on it, I do believe the city requires you to have a business license.
I don't. Yeah, it's a short-term rental license. I believe if somebody wants to call in and clarify.
You have to register.
They're not registering, and she thinks the number is much higher than 1,500 in the city. It's more like 2,700, she said, which greatly affects rentals.
Well, that's a guess, but speculate.
Long-term rentals.
Yeah, oh, for sure. That's,
yeah.
Well, it
because there's no availability.
Affects the entire housing market.
Have you guys seen this?
Well, I mean, if you go back to what Bobby said earlier, rentals are down 20, 30%. How do we know that it's not going to have an upswing? Take the tax tax thing out of it, right? But if we have 30% of our rentals that are not being rented,
that's short term.
These are going to be short term if it's Airbnb and them that are buying them. So how does that affect the rental rates? Does it increase it? Does it decrease it? Are they more competitive because you have corporate entities behind it that are pushing the competitive spirit? Like, hey, well, we got to go $5 a night less. Does it help the rental market?
Do they eventually sell it, put it on the market and sell it as, you know, Hilton or Airbnb?
Well, there's definitely a big chunk of
some shell corporation.
I haven't run across that directly, but I'm sure if you guys, homeowners, I get letters in the mail all the time about buying property, and it's not from a realtor. It's and it's a professional business, and you wonder who's behind all of that.
AI. So, it's all AI.
Yeah.
I get phone calls all the time.
I want to buy your house. We'll do it.
Did we do cash transactions yet?
We didn't do cash. We didn't do numbers. Homes. And let's do this total sales real quick. So August closed single family residential. We sold 90. We sold four of those 90 were over $1 million. And of those four that were over $1 million, there was one over $3 million, a new build up in the foothills. And for anyone that's curious about how the real high priced homes, when they do go, it had 18 car spaces of garage.
That's it?
It looks bigger. When you look at the front, it looked like multiple RV garages.
18 cars.
You in this town, the highest price homes typically are ones with massive garages. You just look at the storage demand. And then the low prices, there were four homes that sold under 300,000. And there was one that sold at 300,000 even. So five homes at 300 and below.
In what condition?
A couple of them were financed, and that means
were they older homes? Or
homes? They're not fancy, but it's get. Julie and I have a home in escrow right now. Pool home, solar, granite, travertine floors. It is only 1,200 square feet, but it has walled yard, pool, beautiful appliances.
What year was it built?
90s, but remodeled completely.
Wow,
about 400,000.
Sounds perfect for me.
That's a pool. That's inexpensive. Wow.
And own solar, so you have no electric.
And what part of town?
North side.
Oh.
But I mean, that.
Where all the good people live.
And yes, I'm central, so don't push it.
And there were 16 townhomes and 11 manufactured that sold on top of those. So.
Did you do the million sellers yet?
Oh, four were over $1 million. Five were over $1 million. I was on the wrong page.
And cash buyers.
And I have a cash.
He's so Johnny on the spot today, isn't he?
Oh, I was trying. Last month I got a lot of feedback.
Great.
It wasn't very good. I don't have the cash in front of me. Actually, I have to bring it for you next month. Have it, but
Chad's going
to
put you in timeout.
Did you say 9 manufactured?
Actually, I misspoke on that. 11 condos and 7 manufactured.
11 and 7. So we had 100 and – so you had 90, so you had 101, 108 total units sold.
Yeah.
Yeah? And we need 200.
Oh, it was always 150 for most of my career.
We need 150, 200. Then we're all busy.
So no snowbirds. Snowbirds, but fewer we expect.
Canadian.
Well, we will get some snowbirds, though.
We'll get for
sure. We will, but they typically already own, correct, those that are coming, or they rent.
Oh, no, and I'm talking about my experiences with the people that own, but I've also heard from just this week from property management companies that their short-term winter rentals are down about 20-30%, the bookings. So and I surmise that's from the Canadian market. I agree with how most of the people in this town feel about politics. I'm in line. But when the Canadians are booing us at the hockey games, they're not as inclined to come down. So
I hear you.
That's where we're at.
Hey, their loss.
Oh, for
that's
sure.
That means there's more room on the lake.
And
for
as a real estate agent at 7 cents on the dollar, they should call me to list their house.
70 cents.
Not
on
to be 70 cents.
Not to be specific. We've talked, Bobby. There are people on both sides that are part of the problem.
Oh no, for sure.
Yeah. 100%. All right, we're gonna go to our last break, and I'm gonna say goodbye to you guys because I gotta let people know who's on the show tomorrow. Right.
Let's hear it.
Do you know who this is?
What a great
Beach Boys, Sloop John B. Right. Told you.
Told you. Are you? You're that guy, huh? Told you.
Told you.
All right. It's the Real Estate Power Hour. Oh, little low key today for some reason. Why is that? Are you guys
what are you talking about? I thought it was
a great show.
Great.
Hey.
I thought it was really informational myself. You're right. All right. You guys coming back next month?
Of course.
All right.
Course,
remember, noon. Right. Noon.
You're going to have to remind me eight times. All right. Yeah, so.
Maybe 10.
Yeah.
Time changes November 2nd, I believe, and we'll be here on the 4th.
Thank gosh. I need to start saving for something.
Something. All right. We'll need a fifth. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Wow, that's not the Lady Gaga version. Anyway, Speak Out tomorrow. We've got the Mojave County Republican Central Committee Chair. That would be Jody Sagesser. She's already confirmed. And Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. Brian will be in at the half-hour mark. And then we'll have Lake Havasu High School Fighting Knights coach Carl Thompson. Not in the studio, but on the phone. So I meant to thank Coach Thompson, too, for the swag. It keeps us looking like a real broadcast team for the high school, right? Lake Havasu High School Fighting Knights swag provided by the coach. All right, Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.